no local dialect anymore.
Real. Philly's holding on strong. That's about it.
Philly's got it.
They're losing it. You don't have it. You don't have it.
Matt has
not
it.
Really.
Matt
not
has
really.
It.
Only, only when I get mad. I'm like a Latino.
Yeah.
When I get mad, it comes out. My passion comes out.
Matty McCardo.
Yeah, he gets fired.
Dude, I'm pretty passionate right now. I'm still off the porn. I've been off the porn since January 6th.
Why? Did you find the best one?
No, I said this year I'm like, I'm gonna try to go back off it. I went off for a long time. And then I went back on being, because I went back and forth. I'm like, I'm not gonna quit something if there's no real reason to quit it. Then I went back off and I was like, I finally had sex last night and I was like, I shouldn't say finally, but I had sex. I was growing my beard in protest.
Yeah.
I told Brittany, I was like, I'm not shaving unless.
And you look skinny. You've been on a hunger streak.
I've been working out. Thank you for noticing. I've hit like, I think 1/8 of my goal weight, 178 I'm trying good. To get to.
Oh,
thank
nice.
You for noticing.
I'm glad that's my that. Goal weight.
178
Yeah. yeah.
Really?
I tell you.
About fucking 100 pounds off. I'm going to get down, I promise.
You'll get to 100 pounds off soon.
Yeah, when I'm dead.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait, what do you use? Imagination?
For what?
To ejaculate.
I tried.
Oh, wait, were you just watching porn for the cinematography?
No. I was obviously masturbating to it. I mean, I have watched once, like a couple times when I was younger. I would just kind of like throw it up. Just like watch to see what I wanted to come back to when I came home.
Yeah.
I was pretty deep into it, but the
research.
But
no,
what are you fucking laughing at? You've been there. You do it now.
I still do it. It's an actual nuts, problem. Dude. But I just kind of was
you
relating.
You actually look like Unk.
I am Unk. I'm Unk now.
You have become Unk.
It's fine. I like it. I kind of love it.
I do too. You look cute. Wow. What
is the white
interview.
Wife effect? It's the white wife effect.
You do it. It is the white wife effect. Holy shit, dude.
I still
you are dressed like a fucking old white man.
I am wearing a 9/11
show them
shirt.
Please show the people
wow.
the drip. That is fully wow. white New Balances, light jeans.
That's not even a
9/11. Bro.
That's not even an eagle. What is that? That ain't an eagle. That's a crow.
It's a crying.
Damn, oh, bro.
Mate, you're unked out.
What a crow.
He's dressed like a substitute bus driver.
You don't have an ass anymore. You got a flat white ass.
I did lose my ass.
How'd you lose your
that's
ass?
Actually
dude,
a soft spot. All right, please don't talk about the
you
ass.
You lose your ass in reparations?
In solidarity with my
yo,
woman.
Yo, you lost your ass for real? What happened?
It's a fucking
white wife. It's a white wife.
Your pancake butt.
I donated it there.
You get the fucking white flapjacks.
You know you like foot train like young Chinese girls, yeah. You think you, the yeah, black dudes get butt trained?
Yeah. They bind Nate's ass.
You butt train.
Are you wearing Spanx? How is it like that?
I just lost it.
This is
old.
What we needed. The podcast needed a victim.
My flat ass.
We have no topic.
Dork. You need someone to attack.
Oh my God. You look good.
Thank you.
You do look good. I genuinely think you look great.
The sweatshirt's sick.
Yeah. You know, since I've been back, you've been much more reserved and quiet.
It's not good.
Did you get molested? What happened?
You weren't here to
gone?
Protect them, Shane.
I know.
I think you left them all.
The Kill Tony
no,
crew
no
molested my sweet boys. I've been running a train on guard dogs.
Don't say that. They would
don't
never. Go to Fab Create Ops.
I had very low confidence when I moved down here.
No. Is it confidence?
I don't think it's confidence.
Sean said it. Sean said low confidence, Nate.
No conflict.
Oh, no conflict, Nate.
Yeah, I think it's flipping. That's the problem. I'm going from non-conflict to like, I think I'm turning nasty and I'm trying to.
You're getting nasty?
I'm trying to keep it in though. I'm trying not to be nasty, Nate. I'm trying to.
You don't want to be no conflict.
I don't want to be no conflict either, but I was happier as no conflict, but people were.
No, I want you guys, I want them to have conflict.
Yeah, because last time I saw each of you, you were, yes. What's the word, bitches?
Screaming
bitches.
That's when No Conflict Nate started, right there.
Oh.
Guard Dog called him No Conflict Nate because they were, you guys need ops, and the Kill Tony crew is perfect for you guys to battle with. you guys need to battle with them.
That's not bad.
We're going to switch.
Sir, yeah. why did you get dragged into conflict? Who wanted more conflict in your
Guard
life?
Guard Dog wanted conflict. Nate said, I don't want any conflict.
He's Zandini.
He's Zandini now.
So why does he get a cool no conflict name and he hits you with like a negative one?
He's the writer.
He's the name guy. I like Nasty Nate, though. I'll be Nasty Nate.
Yeah, you need to be nasty. I like you nasty.
Yeah, it's not going to be
mean.
Nate, I've never known you angry.
That's what I'm saying.
You've always been pretty chill.
Shane seen it, but it was years ago.
It comes out.
It was funny watching Guard Dog. Punched
a special needs guy at an open mic.
He wasn't special needs.
Oh, yeah.
He was after you punched him.
I did punch him. He asked for it, but he probably was bipolar, though. But that doesn't count. I think you can punch a bipolar.
You can't punch a bisexual, but you can punch a bipolar.
I think he was actually a bisexual bipolar.
Oh, damn.
That actually might be true.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
That's unipolar.
Yeah, it comes back.
I think it's a double negative.
Damn, he was bisexual, bipolar?
He was definitely bipolar. He was BSBP. Possibly bisexual.
What?
He's BSBP. He got in the kissing distance. And
I was going to say, I think that might be, it might have been a lover's quarrel more than
No, he did. The first thing he did was blow a kiss at me. That is what started the conflict, though. I was walking into, it was like an open mic at the time that we were going to, and I was walking past, and I just tried to say what up. And we got, because we were clearly not like having, we were clearly having tension, but I was trying to not worry about that. And I walked past, said what's up, and he went, and then, you know, I didn't sock him right then. Time had passed. I went outside to smoke, and he was trying to fight me, but like in an alleyway. He was like, let's go to an alleyway, wait for the mic. And I was like, you're a psycho. I know you're going to try to stab me.
He's going to try to suck you.
He's going to try to suck you. That'd be all right. I just came back to the mic. Zen.
Yeah. That's what you need, though. That's the best way to do open mics, is with open conflict with somebody else in the room. So then you go on stage and do stand up
at them,
which is so embarrassing to do while
fighting
at any open mic in general.
Watches
in the worst room where you're like, we're all failing here. Yeah. And it's like, you suck. It's like, you're next.
Yeah, you're on next. Yeah. And you suck. Yeah. We're both here. Yeah.
I'm not going to laugh at your jokes.
Six of us.
I'm going to whisper to somebody next to me. I go, this guy fucking sucks.
God, I miss open mics where you had to pretend to listen until you get on and you can stop.
The best was going to those mics that everyone just was done pretending. No one listened. Like the Raven towards the end, people were just...
fell apart.
It was just a bar.
That's nice.
Yeah. Just people standing and talking at a bar. And then one at a time, someone would go up while no one listened to them.
Let me ruin the vibe while you guys are talking.
No one listened.
Dude, when I started comedy was run by H. Foley and Chris Cotton, RIP. And if you like even whispered, you'd have one of them like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they were fucking, they ran it. Foley. They were yacked out of their minds.
They were so drunk.
They were going nuts.
They would get hammered the whole, it was so good though. It was this tiny black box of a room and it could fit like maybe 40 people.
I didn't really do that.
So fun.
It started
Raven Lounge. Yeah, but it was like,
it would have been 2008, 2009.
If you did Helium, usually on a Thursday, you would
jump over there afterwards. Yeah, maybe I've done it then.
It was so fucking fun.
How big was H. Foley then? He's like, G Foley
was not as big.
He wasn't as big. No, yeah. he was still.
He's still lowercase.
Still
H.
A young tadpole.
H not fully.
He was a big dog, but he was not nearly. Chris Cotton was a big dog too.
Cotton was a big dog.
That was a lot of big dog energy.
There's a lot
room.
Of big dogs.
It was crazy.
Up there.
It was crazy.
Kevin Ryan did a good job surrounding himself with big dogs.
True.
Kevin Ryan really is like that six chick who's hanging around with fours.
It's crazy.
He's like, he's fat as fuck, dude. He's fat as fuck. And he's like, nah, I'm so thin. I'm like, bro.
The whole time he's just talking to H. Foley about being fat.
Mm-hmm. It's so fucking funny. I never even thought about it.
Yeah.
His guys was totally affected.
It's a great move, dude.
That's so good.
Shame.
So I had Lemaire in the pool house. Now I'm fucked. Just a unit out there.
I told you about the guy when I worked for an electrician. We all would go to a bar afterwards. It's where he paid everybody, and he did all of his like hirings there. And this one guy came in, just fat as fuck. My boss was also pretty portly as well. And he looked at the dude. The guy like starts handing him his resume. He goes, no, you're hired. And the guy's like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I need someone here fatter than me.
The dude was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, right. Fuck you. Thank you.
I'll take it. I don't like it, but I'll take it.
It's the funniest hiring I've ever seen. I need someone here fatter than me. You're hired.
Oh, man. But back to the pornography and you giving it up.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I wanted to say that the law here does help with that. Obviously.
Yeah.
Because you don't, I mean, if you sink so low as to go to X videos.
It's so embarrassing going on so going, which sites are still available in Texas.
You're disgusting. Yeah, you got to go through like the ninth grade. Where did I used to jack off?
I know. It's.
There's a lot more hidden camera videos on those. There's a lot of illegal stuff.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa.
I saw one that was just, it said, how old is she?
What?
Yeah.
That was the title?
That was the title. I wasn't even searching anything. That was just on the main.
Yeah, they throw
just for the
you,
record.
They throw you crazy shit.
That was a curveball, and I was like, "What?
How old is she? Well, you
should
have investigated.
Find out.
Yeah, I mean, like,
It's the producers going like, we don't know. We'd love to
find
out.
There's only one way to find out.
That didn't feel like 16
that
on my
felt
jerk.
Weird.
Yeah, that's.
But that law that they passed, it is helpful.
I think it's good. Yeah, but it makes perfect sense.
It just when they went to pass the law,
you protested.
Because any other time, you'd be like, yeah, go ahead, get rid of it until you're horny.
Yeah.
And then when you're horny, you go, what the fuck have
that's
they done?
That's what I'm saying.
What have they taken from us?
For me, and again, I haven't, I haven't been tested now and like alone in a hotel room. That's the ultimate. That's like, I mean, in my house, easy. I mean, you know, obviously it takes some effort, but easy enough. But like, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's impossible. But now that I'm off of though, when you're married though, it's like if you have porn, it gives you like a little trench where like if you're fighting, you could be like and just go beat off and then keep the fight going. But if you're charged up, it's your trench. You can just be like,
you go back to the foxhole.
I don't need you.
Yep, I don't need fuck you. Yeah. Blah blah blah.
Yep,
dude, I was on a
fully protected.
It was basically a 10-day.
Yeah,
it was like a 10-day hold in, and I was like, it was like a mild beef, regular stuff, and I wanted to be mad so badly, and she just touched me last night, and I was diamond hard. And we had to just settle the beef immediately. And I was like, yep, porn is definitely not good.
Everything.
So yeah. I've doubled down on porn. I'm off porn now.
Are you using your imagination?
If I sink so low as to hurt myself in masturbation, yes. But yeah, no, I try not to masturbate at all. I mean, I'm not going to be a psycho about it. If you know, if I like really can't sleep, I'll just do it. But it's not like a shame thing, but it definitely is a relationship enhancer.
Yeah.
Almost too much. I was telling... Spud today, I was like, dude, I was telling him like I had this like almost like mystical Andrew experience Pizarre. Having sex after like no porn for weeks, holding it in. I got so carried away, I almost ordered up the third. I was on the verge of sending of just CPing last night.
What is that? What is CP?
It's cream pie. Creating another kid. I have two kids. Oh. I last night was so charged. I was like,
color people.
Fuck it, dude. I don't care.
Child born. Child born. Oh, okay. I was like,
this could be anything.
Sorry, I was using a lot of slang. A lot of street. I was using a lot of street slang.
You were considering a pie.
I was like, and I know, it, you know, now it's like been so long. She's ovulating. If she's putting paws on me, I'm like, okay, you're ovulating.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the pie was in the windowsill and you were going...
I was about to. I announced the pie.
You said I'm going
to
pie.
I was like, I'm about to pie. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, my bad. I thought we were on the same wavelength here. But I for real had like, it was, I mean, it's embarrassing to talk about. I had like a genuinely
you need to say
pretty profound experience.
You needed me there to pull your hips.
I needed you there to pull me out, dude. I was so resolute. I was like, no fucking way. And last night, all I did was go off the porn for 2 weeks. I was like, it has to be done.
I was
like, what the fuck? What are you doing? I was like, no, sorry about that.
It must be done. The pie.
So I got a little too horny off the porn, I swear, it's been validated
now.
3.14.
It was time.
273.17 repeating. It was fucking time, bro. It was pi r squared. But yeah, that was making, it was just like a cool realization to be like, you see what porn does in a relationship and you're like, it is not good.
And you can remember this when you're back on?
I hope. I mean, look, I don't get, that's the thing. I don't beat myself up, dude. If I
beat
fucking fall.
Off.
Beat yourself off. If I fall, I'm trying to.
Arrive.
Well, I'm trying to take the shame component out. Because the NoFap thing was crazy. I'm like, dude, it's crazy to be like, I'm just never going to come ever again. But then, you know, to be like, just fucking jerk off to porn. I'm like, it's equally as weird because it's just not good for you. You just see fake ladies and come all the time. It's not good for you.
Fake,
you
shouldn't be seeing wild ladies.
Yeah,
this isn't even like a normal.
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. So you know, I'm not coming from like a moral like you're wrong if you do that. I'm all about optimization. Like what's optimal?
Last time I tried it was a month. It was in Edinburgh. Started in Ireland, and it was one night. Some old skank was like, I was like, nah. But then I was like, should have. Because like 3 days later, I'm like, I'm not beating off, no porn, no nothing. And then like 2 weeks later, I was like, just open to meeting people.
Yeah.
Any girl was like, want to hang out after? I was like, yes, I do. Let's hang out.
I'd like to.
Yeah. I'd love to talk to you.
Let's go out.
Yeah.
So, Ari, you've got the new special coming out. You were just in the blockbuster, Nosferatu. What else? What's next?
Nosferatu sucked.
What's you were Nosferatu?
Yeah, he was Nosferatu.
I was Nosferatu, yeah.
Yeah. What's next for Ari?
Nosferatu. All right, wait.